This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation.
Welcome to the program. It's good to have you with us. As we do every March, or most every March, we have taken the mic to the County Administration Building, and we are meeting with some of the 4-H folks here. 4-H Week is coming up the middle of the month, and we are going to be talking with several folks here who have been taking part in that, including their leader, Robin Oberdorf, who has been taking part for more than just the years you've been the leader, correct?
Yeah. I've been in the position since 2019, but I was a volunteer for 30 years before that.
Part of it as a kid?
Oh, yeah. I started 4-H when I was 9.
So plenty of years in there. We won't make you say how many. We don't do that to anyone over 25. Looking back, as a 4-H leader who also volunteered and also took part as a kid, if you close your eyes and think back, what's the main memory that comes to you?
From my experience, it's great positive youth development. The kids get a lot of experience in public speaking and project learning. They learn how to get some skills that they can use in the future. They also learn about skills that they can use in the job force in the future, maybe some paths that they might like to take in certain areas of a profession.
Growing up, I wasn't exposed to 4-H, but 25 years or so ago, my wife's cousin was involved. So that's when I first started to see what was going on. And even at that point, because they were rural people, I thought of it as a sort of a farming thing. But give us a look at that and why those are just myths.
Well, it definitely is. There are many projects in animal science and farming, for sure. But there are many other projects. We specialize in a lot of expressive arts here in Montour County and environmental science. We also have shooting sports, clubs, and we do a lot of STEM work. And we do camping also, which is a lot of fun, and a lot of public speaking events.
Okay. And is the cows and cooking misnomer kind of because it started that way and it has expanded?
Yeah, in the original 4-H projects, it was agriculture, and agriculture is still a big part of it. But yes, it's expanded quite a bit. There's many, many projects available.
Okay. And this goes back to what, 1910, something like that?
1902,
even further, okay.
Yeah.
Because I remember doing the 100th, and I didn't realize how long that had been. So as a kid, what got you involved in the first place? Was it kind of a family tradition thing, or was it something that you looked up and said, I want to do this?
Nobody in my family was in 4-H. I heard it over the loudspeaker at the school that I was at in my elementary school, and one of my friends was going to the first meeting, so I joined her, and I never stopped going after that.
Wow. So it's nice when you go out on the limb, try something, and do want to go back. I mean, sometimes that's not the case.
Yeah.
All right. Let me go down the line here. Who wants to start? It's either you or you. We'll start with you. You've done this before, right? We'll start with you. Then you have experience, so you can be the example. Give me your name, your age, grade.
My name is Nadia Oberdorf. I am 13, and I'm in 7th grade.
Okay. And how long have you been doing 4-H?
For 8 years.
8 years. Okay. So what got you involved?
Well, it was my brother. He was in 4-H when I was a baby, so my mom just started taking me to the meetings, and ever since that, I've been going to them.
And was it something you just sort of always knew you were going to do, or was it at one point you said, well, maybe I'll get into this?
Yeah, it's something that I knew I was always going to do.
Talk a little bit about what you do. Is it farming for you, or is it other stuff, or a mix?
It's not farming for me. It's other stuff. I do shooting sports and, like, art and design stuff.
Okay. Tell me about maybe a project you're doing this year that you can kind of give me some detail on.
I'm doing air rifle this year. I've been in air rifle for 3 years. It's really fun to do.
Just explain it for me, for folks who don't know what it involves.
There's positions and safety that we have to learn, and next year I'll be able to do competition, which I'm really excited for, but I can't do it this year because I wasn't 13 by the 1st of January.
Okay. So there's, like, levels in the same project, but you can do them year after year then?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that something you can continue to do, or is there a certain, you know, there's three levels and you're done, or how does that work?
You can do it until you're 18, until you graduate.
Okay.
So, like...
So there are people who stick with one throughout.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you think 4-H has done for you? How's it going to benefit you when you have graduated? Do you feel like it's given you more social interaction, maybe with kids that you wouldn't otherwise have met through other schools?
Yeah.
Are there a variety of schools represented in your groups?
Yeah. Okay. There's like Royer Run, Danville, and a couple other ones,
okay.
I think.
And it's just Montour County, but the different districts?
A lot of the kids are from Montour County, but we do have quite a few kids that come in from surrounding counties. Because in 4-H, if your county doesn't offer a specific project, you can be in more than one county. So many of the kids will come over here to do some of the shooting sports, some of the art, and some of the environmental science.
Okay. And so the private Christian schools also would get involved, I would assume?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because it goes by your specific county.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know definitely what school some of the kids from outside county attend, but we do definitely have more than a few schools represented here.
Moving down the line here, your name, age, grade, and I didn't ask you. Do you Danville schools? Okay. And same for you. Do you go to Danville schools?
No. I go to Warrior Run.
Okay. And your name, age, and grade, and how long you been in?
So, my name is Emily Miller. I am 9, and I'm in 4th grade. I've been in 4-H for 6 years.
Okay. And what got you in?
Mom.
Okay. So, one of those family tradition kind of things?
Yeah.
Okay. And what kind of projects do you do?
So, I'm doing livestock this year.
Okay.
And arts and crafts. And I have more stuff, but I can't remember them.
Okay. Talk about the livestock project. Now, that involves going to the fair and showing, I assume?
I'm
going to
be showing a rabbit and a cow this year.
Okay. And what do you have to do to prepare, like, throughout the year?
First, for a rabbit, you have to get them trained, so, like, on their stance. Then for a cow, you have to halter them, and when you're at the fair, you have to walk them and get them used to the grounds because they're, like, a little bit terrified for being there because they're, like, haven't been at their home.
Okay. See, that's a great explanation, what you said there, because, I mean, I, you know, as someone who knows nothing about farming, I can go to the fair, see you there with your animal and say, okay, she's in 4-H, but I don't know what else happened before she got here. So a good explanation. Is that something you want to stick with the livestock?
Yeah.
Have you seen any... other projects once you get in that you said, hey, that's interesting, maybe I'll try that? Or did you kind of come in with saying, here's what I'm going to do?
No, not really.
Okay. The livestock was something you were definitely aiming for, though.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And school district, first of all?
Danville Middle School.
All right. And your name, age, and grade, and how long you've been in 4-H?
I'm Autumn Schroeder. I'm 13. I'm in 7th grade, and I've been in 4-H for 5 years.
Okay. And what got you into 4-H?
Family.
Family? Family tradition. And was it your dad I probably had on this interview 20 years ago?
Probably.
Okay. All right. And did you come in with a specific goal, like, you know, with saying I'm going to do this or this particular area, or was it more of a hodgepodge of let's see what happens?
It was sort of like, let's see what happens. I started with Outdoor Explorers, and I really liked that. And I knew I wanted to do air rifle, but I wasn't quite old enough yet to do it, so I had to wait another year. Then I started with that, and I've stuck with that and Outdoor Explorers.
Okay, so you've been air rifle as well.
Yeah.
Okay. And is everybody involved with the fair, or is that only with the livestock-oriented projects?
So we all get to do projects, and we do roundup, which is we showcase them to different judges, and then we get to showcase them in the fair.
Okay. All right, thank you. And you go to which school?
Warrior Run.
Warrior Run, okay. And that would be Northern Montour... Northumberland County?
Technically in Northumberland, but a lot of the kids are on this side of Montour.
Okay, okay.
Where they live.
All right. And your name, age, and grade?
I'm Cameron Miller. I'm 11, and I'm in sixth grade.
And let's hear about your 4-H story. How far back did you know you were going to do this? And how'd you get into it? Family or?
I think my sister joined before me, and then a few years later, I joined as a Clover Bud.
Okay. And what kind of projects are you doing this year?
I'm an air pistol and some art projects.
Okay. How much time is required?
For the full meetings, there's a meeting every month. And then for projects, I'm pretty sure there's normally around one a week.
And does that kind of vary the time commitment to what the project is?
Yeah, definitely. Since it's run, most of the clubs are run by volunteers, so it's whatever their time schedule permits. Some of the clubs will meet weekly for maybe 3 months. Some of the clubs will meet monthly or bi-monthly. And then some of them will meet when, in the case with Outdoor Explorers or Entomology, they'll meet during the warmer months. So some of the clubs that can be inside will meet in the winter, and a lot of the community clubs will do a monthly business meeting where the kids will learn about parliamentary procedure.
Okay.
There'll be a president, a vice president, and they'll run an actual meeting.
I know it was always hard to get me to things. Do you feel like with 4-H, it's like, hey, it's 4-H time again, I get to go, or do you, you know, look forward to it?
Yeah, I'd say I look forward to it. Okay. I enjoy the meetings, and at the full meetings when everybody is there, there is a fun game for the kids to play before the meeting starts.
Okay. And I'm always impressed by the communication skills. That's really part of this, isn't it, Robin?
Yes, definitely. In all of the projects that they do, they're learning communication skills. Public speaking is a really important skill to learn, and we really make that a priority in 4-H.
I've definitely known some people in public speaking courses over the years that don't do as good as these groups do. So, all right. What's next for you in 4-H? Do you have a goal for what projects you'd like to get into, or are you kind of sticking with where you are?
I think I'm going to stick with shooting sports.
All right. That's your thing. Now, I don't know. Do any of you live on farming background? Okay. So, all right. And we'll move on to you then. Are you involved in farming related stuff then for 4-H?
No, I'm doing more of the fishing, entomology, and also I'm doing arts and crafts.
Okay. And I didn't ask your name, so we'll get to that next. That was a good transition, but without your name. So your name, grade, age?
My name is Trenton Miller. I am in seventh grade, and I'm from Warrior Run.
A little background of how you got in. It was a family thing?
Yeah, my sister explained that Mom just kind of got me into it.
What are your thoughts for how this prepares you? Does it kind of, obviously, like I just said to Robin, I can see the speaking abilities here, but do you feel like it's kind of benefited you in ways other than the projects themselves?
Yeah, for public speaking, I'm more into public speaking. I enjoy it.
And if I can go down here, anybody, maybe, I won't ask you all because then you don't have to feel pressured, but anybody want to kind of do what would be like a commercial for a friend that said, I'm thinking about 4-H, but how do you sell it to them?
I'd say 4-H is a lot of fun. You can do a lot of different projects on whatever interests you.
It prepares you for a lot of real-world situations of public speaking, and with other projects could also prepare you.
So 4-H is all about community and making friends and just having fun, doing stuff that you like. Different, and there's just so many different projects that you can do. And there's camp at the end of the year, and it's super fun.
Are there any anybody do a project where maybe it didn't go as you anticipated, and but it, you know, kind of still taught you something? Any thoughts of that? No. So we got a good grasp on everything here. Great. All right.
Better than me, because I've had some disastrous projects. A 3-tier cake that didn't make it all the way to the fair once.
So you have those memories, right?
Oh yeah.
Okay. I don't know if you know, your cow gets sick before the fair or
there's so many things that can happen. There's a lot of kids, you know, they'll get turned around at fair because, you know, something was wrong with their animal or they're working on projects sometimes finishing stuff up at the last minute and something goes wrong. There's always, you know, there's always something.
When they do the fair, does that tend to just the awareness of that kind of get people that maybe wouldn't have been involved before?
Oh, yes, definitely. We have a beautiful display. We display all of the projects that they make, and they enter into the fair so people can see them. There's all sorts of different things, posters and artwork and sewing projects, cooking projects, all sorts of stuff for people to see.
And if you joined us late, we're talking with some 4-H'ers here in Montour County and their leader, Robin Oberdorf. What I don't think we even said, but for people who, you say 4-H, you picture that clover there on your shirt, but what are the ages?
So clover buds would be our youngest, and they are our non-competitive 4-H'ers. They would be ages 5 to 7. When they reach 8 by the first of the year of whatever year it is, they can become 4-H members, where they can compete at the fair for ribbons and for placings. And they can do a lot of the projects that they couldn't do as clover buds. An example would be air rifle, archery. Once they reach 10, they can move on to some of the other projects that are restricted by the university, by Penn State University, which would be air pistol, shotgun. Some of the shooting sports projects require them to be a little bit older.
Okay.
As far as livestock is concerned, the clover buds can do livestock projects, but they can't, they don't get to show the animals the same way that the older kids do.
Okay. And as for those H's and what they stand for, who can run those off for me?
The first H stands for heads.
Heart.
Hands.
And?
Health.
All right, there you go. There's your 4 H's, which maybe we should have started with, but that's okay. Now you know what it is, and it'll stick with you at the end. Thanks for joining us today on the program. I really appreciate it. And like I said, I have interviewed many people over the years and many adults who their answers were 2 or 3 words, and it's really hard to do a program. So appreciate all of your feedback. It's been fun. Thanks for being with us, and we want to thank you, the listener, for tuning in.
This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the community forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.